This is She's an Empire.
She's an Empire.
She says it much better than I do. Get ready to go behind the curtain of success. Turn your ideas into a scalable reality. Create multiple income streams and build your empire from the inside out. Yes, we're talking personal and business mastery.
Mastery.
Get inspired, fired up with international speaker and America's number one purpose, product and profit strategist, Lisa Geis, founder of the Women Reign Network and creator of Her Money, Her Business, Profit Results Program. So get ready for your leap, your launch, and the creation of your legacy.
She's an empire. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of She's an Empire. You guys know I just love saying that. I wanted to come and just really just pour into you today. I am so excited. I'm sorry, you guys. I just can't even contain myself. I don't know who out there feels the same way that I do, but I am a LeBron James fan. I don't use the word fan, but I truly, truly, truly just adore this man. And I'm so happy that the Los Angeles Lakers won. I'm sorry if you are not, but I am. And I wanted to talk today, not necessarily about basketball, because that's not what this show is about, but this show is about building an empire. And this show is not only about building an empire, but it's about leaping, launching, and creating a legacy. And I believe that he is the epitome of that. And so I wanted to talk about just this journey. And again, I'm so excited about the fact that they won, but I wanted to talk about when you have been chosen, when you have been chosen. And I think of him because, of course, he has chosen one on his back. And so, you know, the fact that he put that on his back at such a young age, basically speaking it into existence, and not only speaking it into existence, but believing it, betting on himself, which some people still have trouble doing. And the fact that he was able to walk into that, did he, you know, have some missteps? Of course. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. None of us are, right? But I want to go a little further and beyond him, you know, just him being a man. I want to go a little deeper, and I just want to talk about just the fact of believing in yourself to such a degree that when you have the world staring at you and still believing in yourself, despite what the world is telling you, despite the fact that the world is doubting you. And I mean, I can't tell you how many people that I heard say, you know, he was washed up. He would never do it again. All for him to make it happen again. So that's even more so why I'm happy about it, because when I see someone being counted out, I'm the first one to say, you know, who are you to say what someone else's destiny is? Who are you to say what can or cannot happen for someone else? So I'm one of those people who I root for the underdog. And I know that sounds crazy, you know, LeBron James is not an underdog, right? But when people are saying that someone is washed up, you know, if God didn't tell you you're washed up, if God didn't say it was over, it's not over. If God didn't say it was over, it's not over. And that goes for you as well. If God didn't tell you that that dream was over, it's not over. If you're still in the middle of the night thinking about that dream, or during the day thinking about that dream, it's not over. It's time to brush yourself off, get over your little feelings of doubt, get over your little feelings, you know, you hurt feelings of rejection because somebody didn't buy your product or whatever the case may be. Brush yourself off and try again. And, you know, we have to continue to understand that our destiny is waiting for us. It's just a matter of us putting one foot in front of the other and betting on ourselves and continually to believe and have the faith. Faith of a mustard seed is all that's required. The faith of a mustard seed. For you to show up with the faith of a mustard seed, you know, I have a necklace, and in that necklace, it's there's a glass globe, and within that glass globe, a small globe, there's a mustard seed, and it serves as a reminder to me of how small a mustard seed is, so that I can remind myself, this is all God is requiring of me. He's only requiring me to show up with this amount of faith. This is all you're required to do, girl. Get up and show up with that amount of faith. So, you know, whatever you have to do, whether you have to, you know, if it requires you to go to the store and buy a mustard seed so that you could put it on your desk, you know, get a piece of tape, get you some mustard seeds and slap it on your wall, whatever you need to do so that you can see how small a mustard seed is, and just say, this is all that's required of me. If I can just show up with this amount of faith, I'm telling you, it works wonders. There, I find myself throughout the day when I sometimes am like, dang, you know, this didn't happen. I'll grab it. Now it's just automatic. I'll just grab that necklace. I'll just grab the necklace and hold on to the mustard seed. It's just automatic now, as a reminder. So just do whatever you need to do, but bet on yourself. Bet on yourself and keep the faith. You know, when you have been chosen, and I say chosen, and I always use that word because that is exactly what it is. You know, God has chosen you for the dream. He's placed it in you. He's placed it in your heart. He's placed it in your soul. It has become one with you. It's a matter of you accepting it. And once you fully accept it, that's when things will turn around. Let me say that again. Once you fully accept it, that's when things will turn around. That's when that business will grow. That's when that business will explode. That's when the profit will come in. That's when the profits will start to come in. The money will start to flow. But as long as you're fighting it, as long as you're allowing your doubt and your fears and all of those fleshly things to override the faith, it's going to be an uphill battle. And so I just want to say that you have to know that on this journey, you know, people are going to slander your name. That's a given. People are going to slander your name. You've been chosen. They're going to slander your name. You've been chosen. They're going to minimize your accomplishments. Why? Because you've been chosen. They're going to change the requirements. They're going to say, oh, this is too easy. We need to make it a little harder. Why? Because she stepped on the scene. Well, why are you changing them for me? Because you've been chosen. Hello? Isn't that what we've seen through history? Anytime anyone is chosen for greatness, they always come up with a new way to make it more difficult for that person or those who come after them. So why do you think you're any different? I just want to know that. I just want to know it. I just want to know. Why do you think you're any different? You're not. This is not going to be smooth sailing. It's not going to be, you know, an easy journey, but it's going to be a journey that's well worth it. It's going to be a journey that is well worth it. And if you would just bet on yourself and keep the faith, any and everything that you have ever desired will come to fruition. It will come to fruition. It's a heavy load. It definitely is a heavy load. And at times you're going to feel like, I don't even know if I want this. We've all been there. Sometimes I'm still there. Sometimes I'm like, whoo. Am I sure? You know, just being completely transparent with you. But then I look back at where I have been versus where I am. And I say, yes, I'm sure, because he's brought me too far. He's brought me too far. And I know that if he's brought me this far, it isn't for nothing. It isn't for nothing. And somebody out there is waiting. Somebody out there is waiting for exactly what you have been created for. Let me say that again. Somebody out there is waiting for exactly what you have been created for. They're just waiting for you to show up. They're just waiting for you to show up. Betting on you should be the best bet you've ever made in your life. It should be the best bet you've ever made in your life. Because that's a bet you have control over. Whether you show up or whether you don't, you have control over that. Whether you keep working hard or you don't, you have control over that. Whether you give up or you don't, you have control over that. And there's no amount of fear that should surpass the amount of faith that you should be willing to give. Let me say that again. There's no amount of fear that should surpass the amount of faith that you are willing to give. He has proven to you time and time again that he is a come through God. He's proven it to you time and time again. You're still standing for a reason. He's 100%. He has 100% record. So when you've been chosen, you've been tapped on your shoulder, there are no go backs, as I like to say. There are no go backs. And no matter how many times you try to go back, it will haunt you. So you might as well give in because there are no go backs. There's nothing worse than knowing that you've been tapped and chosen for a dream and for a purpose and a destiny, and you did not fulfill it. It's better to never have been tapped or chosen at all. But once you've been tapped and chosen, it's on you after that. It's on you after that. So those empires are waiting to be built. One brick at a time. One step at a time. One movement at a time. One leap at a time. One launch at a time. All for the sake of creating your legacy. Kingdom legacy, that is. And until you make the moves necessary to bet on yourself and to keep faith in God, the happiness that you're seeking, and this is just dropped in my spirit just right now, the happiness that you are seeking in others, we already know that's never going to happen, because we cannot find happiness in others. We already know that. But the happiness that you are seeking will always escape you. It will always escape you. You have to bet on yourself. I always say, especially for women that I speak to who have a desire to be in a relationship. For those of you who do not know, I married my high school sweetheart, and we've been together now 31 years, married 21, going on 22. And so I always make it a point to let women know the most important thing that you could possibly do for yourself is to establish yourself. And when I say establish yourself, I don't mean that you don't be in a relationship, but I'm saying just establish who you are as a woman, understand yourself as a woman, and love yourself as a woman. And in doing that, anyone that you are with, they are to be an addition to your life, not to be your life. That makes a happy marriage. That makes a happy marriage. Because the minute that you turn that relationship into he is your everything, that's when he's going to become your nothing. No one person can handle being anybody's everything. That's too big of a responsibility. No one is responsible for making you happy. Nor should you put that responsibility on anybody. So, especially for my single women out there who are in the midst of figuring out what they want to do, you know, how can I be happy? Now is the time for you to really focus on you and bet on yourself and build your empires, because this is the time when you can really go hard you can really go hard and really learn who you are and really establish yourself so that you are completely happy and whole, so that anybody that comes into your life is an addition to that life. And, you know, they're an addition. And that's who you want to be. That's the type of environment and the type of world you should want to create for yourself. And I'm telling you, you do that, you will have a happy marriage. And not only will you have a happy marriage, you'll have people running at you. Let me tell you, you have them running at you. So, you know, men are attracted to women. Men are attracted to women who, even though they, you know, some men are intimidated by it, but the type of man that you should want will be attracted to a woman who exudes power within herself. So let me just say that, okay? The type of man you want. You don't want a man that's going to be intimidated by who you are. You want a man who's going to be turned on by who you are. So I just wanted to just bring that to you. You know, when you are chosen and you have been tapped, walk in that greatness. Don't let fear outweigh your faith. You have everything it takes. You are already equipped. We're just waiting on you, girlfriend. We're just waiting on you. So I just, like I said, I just wanted to come and just really share that with you. Until we speak again, always remember to be loyal to your greatness and live your greatness out loud. Hey, greatness. My podcast drops the second and fourth Thursday of every month, but bosses have to stay connected. So follow me on all social media. I am Lisa Geis. You can also stay connected on Facebook at the Women Reign Network. Women Reign Network. And if you're looking for a business opportunity, I'm looking for power partners. If you're looking for an opportunity that pays you weekly, send me a message. Let's get that money. Until we speak again, always remember to be loyal to your greatness and live your greatness out loud.